Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to be excellent in all the things that I do. Oh, I remember when the Lord gave me the name Fabulous, and before Fabulous, he had used other words to encourage me, sublime, because he was pulling me up out of that part of me that was low self-esteem, that lower part of me, and it was hard coming up out of there, but God continuously gave me words to encourage me to come on out of there and to be positive. I was a negative person with low self-esteem. Oh, but you know, when they say, but God, he had me on his mind all the time. And so down through the years, he encouraged me with words. One time he told me that I was delicious, just like a red, juicy apple. And I thank God for how that he make me laugh. You do know that God has a sense of humor, don't you? Well, he really, really do. And so, Mrs. Fabulous, that God gave me that to encourage me to excellence. And then I have to witness to that. I met a mother at our church. She had came down from Houston for one of our programs, and she told me, she was sitting behind me, and she says, "Baby, Mother want to talk to you." And I said, "Well, yes, ma'am." She said, "After service." And so after service, she told me, she said, "Baby," she said, "I have met a lot of people with bad spirits, with all different kinds of spirits." She said, "But I've never met a person with an excellent spirit." She said, "God says you have an excellent spirit." So here it was, these many years later, that God confirmed what he had given me, what he had told me. So I am encouraged in the Lord because of that. And then God told me who I am. He said that I am a customer service agent for him, and my job is to service souls by encouraging them through his word. I am a practicing believer who practices living the word of God. I practice the God had it. And I am so encouraged that you are here with me on today. Here today to hear some encouraging word and be encouraged. It encourages me when I can encourage you. When people write or message me or send a word, a like, or make a reply, that encourages me that I've done my job, that I've serviced a soul. And so continue to encourage me as I encourage you, as while it is yet called today. That's what God wants us to do, to encourage one another while it's yet called today. But encourage each other in the word, in the word of God. There's a lot of things that we say, but are we encouraging one another in God's word? Because after a while, it's going to all be over. And if we haven't encouraged each other right with the truth, with the truth. Now, anybody can tell you a henny penny, but I magnify God that if you really don't know the truth, don't want to know the truth, then don't ask me, because I'm going to give you what God is saying. So I just magnify him on today, and I thank God that you're here with me, and I pray, God, that you have had the beginning of a beautiful week. And so today we have another program for you that the Lord has given, manifested blessings being poured out. Manifested blessing being poured out. And that's what God is doing. He's manifesting himself by pouring out blessings. Now, but there is a condition. There is a condition. And so we want to be where he's pouring out blessings. I know I do. I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But I can tell you for me that wherever God, whatever he, what's his name, sing that song, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. So I surely want to be where God is pouring out manifested blessings. I want to see it, and I want you to see it. I want you to share in it with me. All right then. So let's go into a word of prayer and talk to the Lord for a little bit, and then we will come back and we're going to talk about it. Manifested blessings being poured out. And God has a blessing that he wants to manifest in your life today. He wants to bless you, and he wants you to know that you have been blessed. He wants others to know that we are blessed as believers. He wants the world to know, and we want to tell the world as representatives of his that we are blessed of him. So get it in your mind what it is that you want God to do for you, that blessing that you want manifested in your life. Come on, put it in your mind. Clear out your everything else. For this, for the next 20 minutes, I want you to clear your mind of everything else. Come on, go on a trip with me in the Word of God, and let's talk about it, and let's pray about it. So we're going to call him up on this afternoon, and we're going to talk to him. So bring your minds in and come on with whatever that is that you want God to bless you with. You want manifested blessings. So we want you to get it in your mind. You got it? All right. We're going to dial him up. P-R-A-Y-E-R. Our own private phone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where we get no busy signal, where we get don't get the machine, but we will make contact with Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, Lord. And we magnify you, Lord, for who you are, God. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for being in our lives on today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for pouring us out a blessing, God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord. We're encouraged in you on today, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we magnify your holy name. Now come asking, God, that you would bless, God, my sister, my brother, Lord, in your most holy name. We come touching and agreeing, God, as we stand on your mighty word, God. We stand on your word, Lord, your word, God, in the name of Jesus. For it's our medicine, God. It gives us life and help, your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you and magnifying you for our manifested blessings, God, that you're pouring out in this season, God. And we thank you. This is our time, God. Our time, oh God, to be blessed of you, God. We thank you for your anointing on today. For anointing the service, God, in the name of Jesus, as we speak your mighty word, God. We're encouraged in you on today, God. We're encouraged, O Lord, that you are God. And besides you, God, there is no other. And we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever that need is, God, we believe in you to supply it. For my sister and for my brother, God. Whatever it is that they have before you, God, in the name of Jesus, their requests, you said we have not because we ask not. So we come asking you, Lord Jesus, for whatever it is, Lord, my sister has asked you, God, and my brother. I stand with them on today, believing you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to do it for in your most holy name. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, go into the hospitals, into the nursing homes, and bless their God. Walk up and down the hallways, God, and go in the rooms, oh God, and touch right now. Deliver, set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, God. Heal minds, oh God. Heal minds, God. Heal minds. Heal bodies and heal spirits, oh God, in your most holy name. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll tell it everywhere we go, God. We will tell it, Lord, of your goodness, of your miracles, God, that you are yet working, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would look on our bishops, God. Look on our elders, our pastors, our missionaries, our mothers, oh God, mothers in Zion. Look on them today, Lord. Our families, God, bless them today, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can do it, God. Do it for your glory. And we'll thank you and we'll magnify you, God. Ask that you would look on the bereaved families everywhere, God, and bless them, Lord. You're the only one, and we know that you are in the blessing business, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We know that it's your desire, Lord Jesus, that we would be saved, that we would be whole, and that we'd be a part of you, God, filled with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you that you're in our lives, God. And we glory in you on today for it, God. Now, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless in this broadcast, God. You said that we would lift you up, Lord, that you would draw all men unto you, God. Thank you for it right. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for drawing them right now, God. Drawing the ears, God. Touching ears, oh God. In the name of Jesus, drawing, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Your anointing that breaks yokes every yoke, oh God. Thank you for it, God. The anointing of God. My God, thank you today for it. And we bless your holy name. Thank you for our miracle, God. In the name of Jesus that you worked on last night. Nobody. And we glory in you on today. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. He said that man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's not fainting time, but it's prayer time. It's time to talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to the Lord. So it's time to talk to the Lord. Tell him all about your troubles and watch him answer your prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if you have a prayer request and you want us to pray with you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave that request there. Now, if you are wanting a motivational encourager to come where you are, your event or whatever, and encourage the people where you are, well, you can go to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave a message, and I will get back with you. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share that testimony on today, for the next 10 minutes, I am live and in living color right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call and share that testimony at 347-850-8928. And I don't know about you, but God is good. He's real, and he's good. He's yet working miracles and wonders. Yes, he is. I believe in miracles. I believe in wonders. I believe what God can't do. It cannot be done. It just cannot be done, because God can do anything but fail. And he's a man that cannot lie. If God said it, it's got to come to pass. And he looks for his word. He looks for his word, for us to give him his word. His word. He looks for it, to perform it, to do it. So give God back his word so that he can bring it to pass in our lives. So, today we are talking about manifested blessing being poured out. Not just a blessing, well, one blessing. I tell you, just one blessing is sometimes that's all it takes. Just one blessing. So, manifested blessing being poured out. And God wants to do just that in each and every one of our lives. But there are conditions. Yes, there are. But God do rain on the just as well as the unjust, because he is a just God. And I love that about God. So let's look at manifested or manifest. To manifest, it means to display or show. Now, you know God loves to show up and show out. He knows how to do that better than anybody. Because look at the world. Look at the world. He showed up, and then he showed out in 6 days. For 6 days, God showed up and showed out. So manifest to display or show? To display, to show, to exhibit, to demonstrate, to betray, to present, to reveal. And God loves doing all of those things. And he wants to do those things in our lives. He already knows the plan that he has for us. And it's for us to prosper. God's plan for us is to prosper and to do good. He wants us to be blessed. So he wants to manifest blessings. And he wants to pour them out into our lives. Is there anybody out there that want a blessing? And you want that blessing manifested? You want others to see what God has done and is doing for you? That you're dressed in the blessing. Dressed in the blessing. Yes, yes, yes. Dress in the blessing of the Lord. God is in that business, you know. The blessing business. And he wants to manifest it in your life, in my life, in all of our lives. We just need to trust God and watch him pour it out into our lives. Isaiah 1 and 19, it says, if we would be willing, and look at that word willing, 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 yes, Lord, yes, Lord. That's what has to be in our heart, a yes, Lord, yes, Lord. He said, if we be willing, if we be willing to tell him yes, to tell God, yes, I'm willing. And then he said, if we would be obedient, obedient, do those things that God has given us to do. How many times have God given us things to do? And we don't do it. For whatever the reason, I know when I was coming to the Lord, I was saved and striving to get to know him, but I had low self-esteem. And I want you to know that with low self-esteem, it's just as bad as having too much pride, because either way, we're not going to obey God. We're going to do it our way. And so with low self-esteem, fear was right there, holding me back, wouldn't let me obey God. So fear, to me, is one of those silent killers, yes, that the enemy uses against us. He's always using it because he's always on his job. The enemy is always, you need to hear that. He don't care nothing about us. He's always on his job to steal, to kill, and to destroy. His whole purpose is to do that. So when you walk on the devil's territory, yes, 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 you got to know. So you may as well open up your eyes and walk straight into it, because that's exactly what he's going to do to you. Don't fool yourself that you think you can handle the devil. You can't handle him. He tried to betray the Lord. He got kicked out of heaven. He got kicked out. So we're no match for him, but he's no match for God. That's why we have to get up in the mornings, and we have to dress in the Word of God. Go in that closet, pull out an outfit. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Most High. Then I can say of the Lord that He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. So we need to dress in His Word so that God can use us. So we have to be, said if. That if is a preposition. It says if. You got to come on and do it. You got to come on and do it. You got to submit to God and bind that enemy. Resist him, and he will flee from you. You got to become willing and obedient to whatever God gives you to do. We would eat the good of the land. He said we would eat the good. The good. He said the land filled with milk and honey. We'll eat the good of the land. If. There's that if again. If. We be willing and obedient. So we wonder why we're not eating the good of the land. We're not being willing. And we're not being obedient. Or we're not being obedient. If we're willing, then we've got to be obedient also. Because God's going to give us something to do. And, you know, in school, after you have been given the information, it's testing time. It's test time. So after we have been given the information, we've read, we've studied, we've did all of the things that we've prayed, everything that we've needed to do, we've done that. So now comes the test. But if we have dressed in it, we should be passing the test. We should be passing the test. God's word, the test of his word. So he said we would eat the good of the land. Then Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. That tenth that God is asking us to give. It says that there may be meat in mine house. We want to do what God has given us. We want to be obedient. And we want to be willing that we do it just like it. Because there is a promise attached to it. And he said, if you do this, he said, it's going to prove me. He said, and prove me. Now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts. And he said, now watch me. If you keep your end of the contract, because we're in a covenant. We're in a contract with the Lord. And if we keep our part, he keep his part, well, hey, everybody wins. He said, if I will not open up your windows of heaven. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. Can you see that? And he's going to pour us out a blessing that there shall not be room enough for us to receive it. So, manifested blessing being poured out. Receive it on today. Well, until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tish, Mrs. Fabulous, saying, have a fabulous day. Until the next time. Bye-bye.